Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind Friday edition. We're live today at the Ralph Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks, home of the UND hockey team that is finishing strong in the season. We're going to talk in a moment with the head coach of the UND hockey team. We can't come to Grand Forks and to Ralph Engelstad Arena and not have a chat with Brad Berry, the coach of the UND hockey team. Known forever in my heart as the Fighting Sioux. I can say that now because I'm in the middle of the Engelstad Arena, surrounded by the heritage of this incredible team. So, also today on the program, Tommy Kenville's going to join us. Senator John Hovind calls him the godfather of the UAS base in North Dakota, and I call him a good friend. But we have talked often on this program about the drones and the planes and the people of North Dakota, so we're looking forward to that conversation again today. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be here. A lot of meetings going on about the access between agriculture and energy in North Dakota at the Energy and Environmental Research Center. There are a number of folks at the Grand Sky today. There'll be a gathering at lunch at the ERC today. So a lot of things happening in that regard. We'll talk about it today. Senator Kevin Cramer for the full talk radio town hall, obviously with the war that Russia has undertaken in the Ukraine. Big part of our conversation today with Senator Cramer, who was just in Ukraine and has been advocating for strong sanctions from the Biden administration towards Vladimir Putin for months. And unfortunately, they just came yesterday after Putin's aggression hit a whole new level. So we'll talk about that and anything else you want with Senator Kevin Cramer on the program today. Your calls, your questions, your comments are always welcome on this program. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. Two ways for you to do that. You can call us at 800-228-0550, or you can text us 701-237-1590. We'll even take your email. Yes, we will. You can do that, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Todd Mitchell is in Mesa, Arizona on a little vacation, and Kevin Flynn is over at a coffee shop this morning. He just decided to check out for the show, and I don't blame him one darn bit. Anyway, he might be back here in a little bit. Without any further ado, here he is, folks, UND head hockey coach Brad Berry. Coach, good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
I get a little lump in my throat when I sit here in the lobby of Ralph Engelstad Arena and look around at the incredible, you know, history of the national championships from 1959 to 2016, and you know the old Fido Perper and Cal Marvin early years, and all the great things that have happened here. The program has such a rich tradition; you almost can't put it into words.
Well, you can't. You know, I've been here a long time. I was a player in the 80s here, and fortunate enough to be a coach here now for a long, long time. And you know, I'm a routine guy, rituals and routines, and I get up every morning and I get to the rink around 6 a.m. here, and I tell you what, I drive on Columbia Road by the Ralph, and I see the flags flying, and I see the front of the Ralph Engelstad Arena, and I get emotional. And again, I've been here a long time, and you think it wears on you, and you get desensitized? No way. Passionate about UND, passionate about North Dakota hockey and our fan base here, and just proud and grateful and honored to be a part of it.
We're going to talk to Tommy Kenville a little bit about all the things that are happening from a development standpoint. We talked to Mayor Bochensky earlier, and you know what is funny, because obviously all of those things require people and a workforce, and UND hockey is such an integral part of the recruitment, really, for the workforce and the quality of life that happens here and has been for decades. I mean, UND hockey is Grand Forks is UND, and it just all comes together.
Yeah, you know what, you mentioned UND hockey, Grand Forks, our community, the outlying regional areas here, but the state of North Dakota, and I think it's huge as far as the impact that hopefully our hockey program has on the state. You know, when you go to St. Cloud, you go to Duluth last weekend, you go to Denver, wherever we go on the road, you see North Dakota hockey fans filling their buildings. And to me, that tells you what North Dakota is. It's proud. It's tradition-based. And, again, like I said, it's very, very special.
It sure is. Your hockey team this year has been special. Pretty amazing when you think about that amount of youngsters. When's the last time you had that many youngsters?
Never. 14 new faces, like 9 freshmen. Sometimes we've had 8 or 9 freshmen, but 14 new faces with the 5 transfers in there, never had that many. And And again, it goes to the showing of what our culture is and kind of be having a team first culture that, you know, God bless his soul, Gino Gasparini. It's a tough weekend for him this weekend. But, you know, what he put in place, the blocks of the foundation of our program here. And when you get 14 new players believing in kind of Gino's ideas or foundation, it makes it a lot easier on everybody here.
Yeah, Gino lost his wife last week in Arizona to a sudden heart attack, and the prayer service this afternoon at 4 o'clock, funeral tomorrow. So the UND hockey family is real. So that when one goes down, they all go down. And Tootsie was one of the best that really supported a great coach over the years.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you think of Gino and the lives that he impacted. But, you know, when you look at Tootsie, you know, her kind of, you know, being at Gino's right-hand side and the lives she touched, through the education system, through not only Grand Forks, but like I said, the state of North Dakota. It's truly amazing, and today will be a special day to honor her and remember her.
Central grad. So I imagine, I don't know this, but Gino played hockey here, obviously.
Yeah.
Came out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. I would imagine they must have met when he was playing here.
I would imagine, yeah, absolutely. And what a special relationship that was, you know. And again, you know, we all have wives that are very understanding, but to be a head coach in Gino's situation and the demands that he had on, you know, Tootsie was unreal as far as strength in and behind the scenes.
I'm not sure people realize the pressure that's on the on the shoulders of a coach and how important it is to have that support at home. I mean, that's your wife Suzanne, prime example. I mean, you're going a lot. You know, the pressure. Everybody wants a national championship every year, and you come home and you need that support network, don't you?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. I think it goes both ways. You know, but at the end of the day, that's why there's a relationship that's strong and you grow it and it's very flexible and spontaneous where, you know, there's a lot of demands and everybody has to be good with that in that relationship. And I can't say enough about, obviously, my wife, Suzanne, and I know Tootsie as well.
I want to come back, talk a little bit about this team. I think the story that has been most amazing to me is your goaltender.
Yeah.
And what happened with him and that, you know, that growth through the year. Just talk about this story and how that's really inspired everybody in that locker room.
Well, let's start with, you know, Adam Scheel, you know, the career he had here. You know, he left our program as well as, you know, I think we had 8 or 9 guys sign NHL contracts and him being one of them. And anytime you lose your starting goaltender and then where do you go from there kind of thing. And, you know, we needed somebody to come in. You know, we had Jacob Hellsten, who's a fine young goaltender from Sweden, but no experience. We needed somebody to kind of start us off with a little bit of experience and growth. And we took Zach Driscoll out of the transfer portal from Bemidji as a fifth-year player. And, you know, he had really good stats in Bemidji and did a really good job. And he started here that way, too. But kind of like not only him, but our team, a bump in the road kind of midway through the year. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, he needed a mental break. You know, we were riding him hard and, you know, he needed a little bit of a break, so we put Jacob Hellsten in, and that's not always easy. You know, you bring in a goaltender here for his fifth year, his final year, and he wants to accomplish a lot of things team-wise and individually, and then you pass the net on to a young guy, and he was outstanding. You know, first of all, he was a mentor. He helped Jacob Hellsten have some success in goal when he played, but he was patiently waiting for that net to come back. He wanted that net. And at the end of the day, when the net was anointed back to him, he grabbed it, he took it, and I think it recharged him, it refocused him, it put him in more of a short-term outlook versus kind of maybe looking at the beginning of the year of playoffs, national championship, all that stuff, like just kind of process-orientated, and it really dialed him in, and, man, he's been outstanding ever since.
And the youth in front of him, you know, is another challenge for a goaltender that people forget about, right?
Yeah.
And yet he's just finished so strong here. It's really incredible to watch.
Yeah, it is. You know, and he's an unreal real young man, and I just, you know, in my phone, I try to do a good job of keeping him up to speed. I'm an older guy, but trying to keep in their lives. But today is Zach Driscoll's birthday.
It's
his 25th
really?
Birthday. So I went in the locker room today and I wished him happy birthday. And it was a big roar in the locker room this morning already here. So it's his birthday and hopefully we'll have a great day tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. And the opponent, I think, might be just a little concerned over what happened there and what's on the minds of everybody on a big weekend to finish strong, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we came back out of Western Michigan and, you know, we didn't have any results that, you know, standings-wise, that gave us wins, but we played the right way. I thought we played a very good series. Especially teams were a huge part of it that we weren't on the right end of, and that's going to be a big thing this weekend. But, you know, coming back here, that's motivation for us, knowing that, hey, this team is right behind us in the standings. You know, we've raised that Penrose banner, that regular season championship the last 2 years. We're 1 point up on Denver with four games left. We're hungry. We want that thing again. And I know the schedule's not easy for us, but at the end of the day, our guys want that thing back again.
This is really the UND hockey way in a lot of years when you look back of you know, a little bumps along the way, but really finishing strong. You've got to feel good. You've got some injuries still, too, to heal some guys up, right?
Yeah, we've got a few guys that aren't going to be playing tonight or this weekend. But, again, it doesn't take away from what we want to do. The glass half full approach, which we always look at, is guess what? Other guys get opportunity that normally they don't. And you're seeing it right now. Guys like Carson Albrecht and Dane Montgomery and Luke Bast and Brent Johnson, some of these guys that didn't get a lot of reps earlier, making the most of it. And guess what? They're making the most of the opportunity is one thing, but you got to be ready for it. You got to make sure you put yourself in a position. And those guys have done a really good job of preparing for this moment.
Good to see you, sir.
Thanks again, Scott. Always great to see you up in the GF area here.
Can't be here at the house that Ralph built without seeing our favorite UND hockey coach, Brad Berry. Thanks a ton, and go get him tonight.
Love you, man.
Love you, too. Go Sue.
Yep,
there you go. All right, 16 past the hour. We'll continue on What's On Your Mind live from Ralph Engelstad Arena. Bottom of the hour, Tommy Kenville and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us as well. That's the time to find out what's on your mind today. Text rolling in already. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA. I am going to make you hungry at this very moment right now because these are some of the specials that you can find. Somebody yesterday said, I might have to come west, text us and said, you know, you're making me hungry. And I'm out west, I'm going to have to come east to eat some of this good food. Well, don't forget, there are stories in Bismarck and Mandan as well, so I don't know how far west this person was, but you could start there and then kind of make the tour of, Valley City. which today has fish and fries or cabbage rolls for the home cooking and grab-it-and-go convenience. And then you could go to Castleton, a couple locations in Castleton. Then there's, of course, West Fargo. If you come off 94 on Main, the location right by Bonanzaville and the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, fried or baked chicken today. And the chicken is good at many of the locations they have. That at the PetroServe USA, but West Main, West Fargo today, fried or baked chicken. 12th Avenue and I-29 Beef Mac in Harwood, new location, expanded location. They're always great deals and a great meal. Meatloaf on MP Avenue, beef dips and gravy in Glendon today, or meatballs in Yulin at PetroServe USA. Call us today. Telephone number 701-258-0550. Texter says, this caller's from Carrington, says, when you talk to the Grand Forks mayor, ask him about the Chinese companies bringing into town. Do they really think they didn't pick this because of its nearness to the UAV projects going on at the school, the Air Force base location with the military application? Can we say industrial espionage? The area already has a worker shortage with current population, and they're going to advertise for an additional 200 to 300 jobs. All right, let's unpack that a little bit. First of all, what the city council did on Monday night was to begin sort of the due diligence and say, a plant, this one or any other, what does it require? Water, streets, all of those things. And it says, a company, in this case Fufeng, you're paying for all this. Okay, so I think what they did Monday was a good idea. Second of all, what they did, if you listen carefully, is have several out clauses. And several of the out clauses said, okay, Senator Kevin Cramer is on our Armed Services Committee. If he comes to tell us that we have intelligence that suggests that there are ulterior motives here, they're done, right? If there's federal legislation passed, they're done. Any national security concern that comes from the Department of Defense or the Grand Forks Air Force Base, they're done. So I actually see this as a good thing right now from the following standpoint. The company is paying for all of the due diligence, all the investigation. There are many projects behind that project that could fill the role of this that are on the drawing board. And they don't have to be Chinese-owned. I am 100% against the idea of any foreign-owned entity entering Grand Forks or any other North Dakota market, especially the Chinese, okay? But any foreign government that poses a threat to the community, to our national security assets or anything, hard stop. Fire them, no way, no how. Now, when it comes specifically to relationships from the Chinese, I think we have to be especially careful because of their prowess in stealing intellectual property. I'm going to bring Tommy Kenville in here a little bit early on this question, because obviously he's talking also about the UAS sites that are happening in Grand Forks. And also, Tommy, your longtime connection to the University of North Dakota and pilot training and everything else. So this is not new to Grand Forks and UND, is it?
No, I mean, people are concerned, rightfully so. But, you know, a Chinese company's owned Cirrus aircraft for 10-plus years. That didn't seem to matter. It's fine to me. You know, we have plenty of checks and balances. When I used to work at the aerospace school, we got checked on an awful lot by CIA and organizations like that, because per capita, we already had a lot of international people for the size of our town. I'm 100% for economic development. I'm pretty frustrated, Scott, as a taxpayer in this town, that we've only grown 7,000 people since the flood. I think Fargo probably grows that much every year, and we're at 25 years.
Think about that. It was 1997, and Grand Forks just recently came back to even.
Yeah.
In population after the flood, and now you say, you know, shortly, just barely 7,000 above the total high watermark from 25 years ago.
And you know, we have a great city here. We have to be more proactive with business. We have to build bridges. I'm currently the chair of the Chamber of Commerce, and I want bridges, underpasses, interstate off-ramps, bridges to East Grand Forks. And all the bridges really are about safety and economic development. I mean, if you lived on the point in East Grand Forks today and had a heart attack, you might not make it because they can't get there.
What is the status of UND's efforts in training China pilots? China
Air? They still do it. They do some of it in their site in Arizona, as far as I know, and some here. It's not the big numbers up here like it used to be, but they still train people from around the world here. And they have been for since 1988.
But if the Grand Forks Air Force Base said, we detect something going on with Cirrus and you know, the Chinese company, or the pilots, or Fufang coming here to steal ag secrets and build a new facility and have reconnaissance on the Air Force Base, there's nobody in this community that wouldn't say, see ya, goodbye, correct?
No, it's you're exactly right. And what this organization, I believe, does so well is it helps agriculture, huge. And as you know, I mean, I like to think aviation's big, but it doesn't hold a candle to agriculture around here. And we need the farmers to do well so that everyone else does well.
But I think what isn't really stated yet is there's 3-4 projects behind this one. And I would also say the world in which we live in, and you've traveled internationally for you know, in this space for a long time. James LeMond told me this number the other day, and I want to say it's $500 billion. It's $500 trillion that have come into the United States from all kinds of foreign investments over the years. And that, as much as we sort of bristle at that, and I bristle at the bad actors, but I don't bristle somebody from Europe. I don't bristle from somebody from Japan investing. But it's, if you're going to grow, we unfortunately have regulated our own business and industry so badly that a lot of this investment comes from other places. You either embrace that or you don't grow, right?
Yeah, and I know we have a new mayor here. He's done his homework. And his team have been around to the other mills. How does it do? You know, how are they doing? How do they affect the community? We have some answers that we need. We have some questions that need to be answered through the development agreement, and they'll get answered. And if they are bad, they'll make the right decisions. And if they are good, they'll make the right decisions.
The other thing this texter said, John from Carrington, said, you already have a worker shortage with the current population. Now you advertise for new jobs. I get a little nervous about that argument because it basically says we don't want to grow. You just have to find your workforce, don't you, Tommy?
Well, Scott, our unemployment in North Dakota has been 2 to 3% since you and I were in our 20s. That hasn't changed, right? The people that want to work do work. We have to bring people in. Northrop Grumman has brought in quite a few people from California. And guess what? They like living here. I've never had that in my career, right? They used to have to come here. Now they like it here. Big difference. I know where you live in Fargo, they do a lot of that, you know, and it's really working. So, it'll come. The unemployment will stay low, and everyone will keep scrapping and begging and growing, and that's how it's going to be.
Texture says, don't we sell our crops to China? Yes, we do, right? I mean, so there is a trade relationship with China, and actually, when it comes to agriculture, they need us more than we need them. Because especially, the type of food they like to consume in China, they can't grow enough.
Well, and we have to think, Scott, I mean, they looked other places, too. It's not like they picked Grand Forks out of the world as, you know, this is our only choice. They looked other places, and we made the finals, and looks like we're going to win.
And again, winning will not include sacrificing national security. That's what we need to be very diligent on, and if it isn't this investment from this company, there'll be others behind it. More with Tommy Kendall coming up from EyeSight Drone Services. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford. We're going to dig into a little bit of what's happening that you don't hear a lot about in the rest of the state, but enormous things happening in the unmanned aerial system space right here in Grand Forks. More coming up. Don't go away.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We stand with the brave people of Ukraine. We fully support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, its right of self-defense, and its right to choose its own path. And this ends the public part of the meeting, so then I ask the media to leave the room, and we continue in just a second.
Moments ago, NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg President Biden is meeting virtually with NATO heads of state for a summit to discuss the security situation in and around Ukraine. Although it's not official yet, President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the nation's highest court. That comes from two sources familiar with the situation. They told that to Politico. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Top of the hour live in Grand Forks today at Ralph Engelstad Arena here because the Energy and Environmental Research Center is hosting a lunch with energy leaders and ag leaders. So the North Dakota Petroleum Council's entire executive team and also their board of directors are here meeting, and it's a really interesting time. And great discussions over the last couple of days, so we will be there to cover that later today, and that's going to be a topic of a lot of conversation over the coming months, because really, when you think about agriculture and clouds on the horizon for agriculture usually come back to the environmental extremism movement, right? Oh, cows, you got a limited amount of cows. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, waters of the U.S., if you have a pond, we control it. You don't control it. As Waters of the U.S. was written, over 80% of the land is identified as navigable, and it is under federal control. 80% of the land in North Dakota would go under federal control, which is why, rest his soul, Wayne Stengem's victory on Waters of the U.S. to stay it, to stop it, that is now going to the Supreme Court, so vitally important still to this day. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that later with Senator Kevin Cramer and how these two industries, who both have that giant target on their back from the environmental extremist movement and all the woke ESG stuff that is happening in corporate boardrooms, really more than ever are aligned and allies together, because one helps the other. And it's a conversation, I think, that's gone from zero to 100 in about a span of seconds, really. So more of that conversation as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Action Movers. Their business is booming. They are hiring everything from warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Bismarck and Fargo and Minot. If any of this interests you, I would suggest that you think long and hard about working for North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. They're family-owned. They're veteran-owned. But stop in there. Stop and see them at the Action Mover locations and say, hey, heard Scott talking about this. I understand no experience is necessary. You want part-time. You want full-time. If I pass a background check, I'm going to work for a great company. I love it. Call them at 566-5532, 566-5532, or stop and see them, Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. Let me get to some more texts in here before we continue our chat with Tom Kenville from iSight Drone Services. Texter says, a pretty good rule of thumb for judging how our conservative leadership is doing is this. If the left is not tearing their hair out amid false claims of racism, hate, and suppression, then nothing of import is being attempted. If the last few decades are of any indication, that's how it has been. Interesting point. Texter says, Eastern Europe, isn't that where the first two world wars started? You know, the ones that gave us the League of Nations and then the UN? Who are oddly quiet about Russia's incursion into Ukraine? Go figure, communists not criticizing communists. Texter says, how could the CIA check on anything in Grand Forks? I was under the impression the CIA had zero jurisdiction inside the USA. Scott says this texter. Why is our governor and the Grand Forks City Commission, even North Dakota as a whole, giving an opening to a Chinese company that has ties to the CCP? Don't even open the door. The CCP has proven over and over they can't be trusted. I don't disagree with anything. I understand why the opportunity is being pursued, because the Chinese company is paying the freight for all of the due diligence necessary that will provide an on-ramp for any company, and hopefully one that's American-owned, or maybe Japanese-owned, or European-owned, because there are big investments that are pouring into the United States from there. But I share your disdain for the CCP. Texter says, this isn't just about military spying. This is part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, which is their 100-year plan to become the sole world superpower. They are installing more CCP-run businesses and buying up American farmland and single-family housing, says Adam. All right, back with more of What's on Your Mind from the Ralph Engelstad Arena today. Tommy Kenville is joining me, and Tommy's been a co-host with me on Drones, Planes, and People as we explore the unmanned aerial system space, and someone that has been a leader in that space joins us now as well, our Lieutenant Governor, Brent Safford. Brent, nice to see you.
Scott, morning, Tommy. Good to see you.
Good to be here in Grand Forks. I believe we have some significant UND lovers right here. A grant. And thankfully, Brent balances nicely the Burgum-Sanford ticket, because we have that NDSU cheerleader, literally, and in UND grad. So you
I don't know if I'm able to outbalance that.
Explain, Brent, what the function that you have as Lieutenant Governor related to what's happening in Grand Forks and the UAS test site.
Well, our administration has to be diligent on all the security issues that you've been mentioning as well. So if there's anything that comes up from the State Department or the FBI, they actually contact our office. We've been contacted before if there's Chinese investment involved in projects in the state. But something that people are leaving out of the equation is how much foreign direct investment there actually is. That's the first time I met Tom Kenville and Bruce Jovic, was talking about, what is this foreign direct investment? What is going on? What do I have to worry about as mayor? There's actually a Chinese developer that built apartments in Watford City. And so, what are the questions to ask? But I can tell you on previous projects that we will get a phone call from someone from the federal government if there's a concern and security concern, and would be very diligent in our response to something like that. But overall, the Commerce Department's job is to grow the GDP of the state. And so this was an RFP that came in that was a project for corn wet milling, looking at locating close to a place that has the resources, that has the corn acres, that has the highway infrastructure, that has the rail infrastructure, that has a labor force, that has all these different issues. And they were looking at sites in Iowa, and they looked at a site in Grand Forks, and ultimately the city weighed out on being the number one choice for where to site the plant. And again, we have not received any direct concern from Air Force Base, from the State Department, from FBI, from any of those sources, that if they have concern, they would.
So the ball is in their court at this point. The national security apparatus of the federal government has got to say, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, Grand Forks officials, no, we have a concern. And the development deal that we talked about earlier, Tommy, it was pretty clear to me when I heard the city attorney read it that they have all kinds of outs here, that this is really very preliminary at this point.
I tell people all the time, this is such a beginning phase. I mean, we saw in Watford City, one thing is there's a lot of time from planning and talking about a project until working all the way through. This is a many, many year project.
Are people right to be concerned about a CCP investment? I mean, this listener is saying, how do you even begin to give them an opening at all? I mean,
it's a dangerous world. We have contacts right now asking us what Russian investments are there in the United States. And think about back to the World War II era, what happened with Japanese investments in the United States. And so we need to be diligent. We can't just be flowery and thinking that everything's fine. There has to be appropriate amount of due diligence done and people watching the ball. But to tell you that China is the leading foreign direct investment country there is, it's not true. They're down the list. It's measured in trillions of how much foreign direct investment there actually is. And China's not the leader in that.
Tommy, anything you want to add to that?
Well, Scott, I mean, when you used to live here, we've been training Chinese here. We've had them at the school since 1988. Cirrus is owned by Chinese. There's the lieutenant governor said, there's so much foreign direct investment in this country. I understand why the people have a little bit of concern, because it's a big deal. But we need to add value to ag. We need to add value to everything. And like I said earlier, We've only gone up 7,000 people since the flood. To me, that's a crime. We need bridges. We need companies. We need economic development. We need it all. So I have a lot of faith in our governor, our state officials, and our mayor. Our mayor, you know, he's not here to do something wrong for the town. Hello. Let's get it done. Let's go.
One more thing, Scott. Think about where we've gone the last 20 years with letting our American companies invest their manufacturing operations in China. So is this not a little bit of the returning some of that investing here and value add here? I mean, we feel our job as a state of state leaders is value added energy and agricultural production and trying to get those types of projects in. But yes, if there's a concern about the foreign connections and the foreign investment, then there has to be a partnership with the federal government, with the government on that.
Last question on this ag development, then I want to transfer a little bit over to the U.S. space too and talk about just what's happened here and the investment that is paying off. But I don't think we'd be talking about a wet corn milling plant with an investment for China or anybody, but for the prospect of a natural gas pipeline bringing Western North Dakota natural gas to Eastern North Dakota. And so I have to believe that whether it's this plant or many other, there's a lot of deals in the queue that are going to happen because of that investment, correct?
Well, none of those projects can move forward without gas. And so we're completely reliant on the Viking pipeline, which is over in Minnesota. So people don't realize our natural gas, our plentiful natural gas from Watford City, Williston, the Bakken, Stanley, Kildare, from that little area, it all hits the Northern Border Pipeline and goes and diagonally to Chicago. It goes past Standing Rock Reservation. That's right along the same projectile as the trajectory of the pipeline, of the DAPL pipeline, is the Northern Border Pipeline. Natural gas leaves the state on the southern end. It does not come to Grand Forks. So Grand Forks and Rugby, Devil's Lake, are basically a desert of not having access to natural gas. The line that's currently used is over in Minnesota called the Viking Pipeline that's fed off of Canadian production. Canadian production is not growing. So we have a concern for Grand Forks and Fargo's future of having enough natural gas. So that's what that project is about. But this immediate project has a line coming from the Viking to be able to supply the ag park on the north side of Grand Forks. But the $150 million bill that went through special session to actually bring gas from the Tioga area to Grand Forks and then down to Fargo is completing a square with the line that goes down I-94 from Bismarck to Fargo of providing gas service to that area and all areas in between.
And I mentioned earlier there was a summit of sorts that is happening right now about the aligned, threats that face both agriculture and energy, and how North Dakota can be stronger together. Talk about the last couple of days and what you're hearing.
Yeah, I guess even the last 10 minutes of this conversation is kind of frustrating. When we should really be looking at what is the enemy of North Dakota. What is the challenge for us in the future? And it's ESG, is environmental social governance policies that are being pushed into Wall Street and starving capital to fossil fuels, and not only fossil fuels, now agricultural producers. So when you're going to have a loan application from a credit union or from a local bank that says, are you following sustainable farming practices? What is the farmer going to do? So the event that we had yesterday was that, hey, we're in this together. The carbon economy, the carbon-constrained world, we're in this together as an oil industry and as a farming industry. And it was a great afternoon of presentations of what people are already doing. And this is the governor's point of innovation, not regulation. We are already innovating here. Figuring out how to cash in, how to do double grazing so that you actually get higher carbon credits for your ranch land and bring back hundreds of dollars an acre for the rancher and be part of this economy. Take a check for it, for doing what you're already doing. And so it's an interesting interplay between ag and energy of what's happening on the CO2 issue.
And talk about innovation, go back to Governor Hoeven and the investments made in the U.S. space. This stuff takes time. So when we come back, Tom, I want to talk a little bit about those early conversations about the role Grand Forks could play in this unmanned aerial system space, which allows your company to grow like it has and so many others, Watford City included, with the former mayor of Watford City. I better mention that, too, because there's a lot happening in every corner of North Dakota in this space as well. So more with our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and Tommy Kendall, my co-host for Jones, Plains, and People, talking about this incredible frontier of technology happening after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media?
It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online at Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
MyPillow today. Remember the promo code Scott when you shop MyPillow.com. Radio Listener Square. And by the way, there's MyPillow.com. There is MyStore.com with all American-made products. And there is FrankSpeech.com, a great resource on all of the things that are happening in election integrity. And there is a lot happening right now. It's really amazing. 800-506-9028 is the number you call, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So, Tommy Canville here, EyeSight Drone Services, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. I want to back up a little bit and talk about how vision way ahead of a particular, you know, when things become front page news, the vision likely started long, long ago. And I think the prime example of that is what is happening now in Grand Forks in the whole ecosystem of unmanned aerial systems. You have a company that is obviously doing drone services of all kinds. But the infrastructure and the vision of that has started a long time ago. Tell that story, Tommy.
Well, I mean, when Senator Hovind was governor, he literally called my cell phone one day, like North Dakota is, and he said, should we chase this industry? I said, it's going to change the world like the internet, just not sure when because of the FAA. That was like 2008-ish. Anyway, fast forward, since he was governor, Jack, Doug, and Elt Brent, I mean, they've all supported it, and so has our legislatures, all the people. And it's amazing when you look back of our ideas and where they are today. I mean, Brent's been in office 6-7 years. I remember flying the first legal drone flight in Watford. He was out watching because I wanted him to learn because he was getting a new job, you know, and it was great. And now we're out there full-time, big business across the entire state.
One company. Just one company. We're talking about your company and the spinoff. And think of all the, you know, now Northrop Grumman is here. Now General Atomics is here, you know.
The biggest thing, Scott, honestly, was the support of the state politicians and UND. Like, we couldn't grow our company without UND Aerospace. I think 23 of our 26 people are UND graduates, you know, and we can keep them. They're hardworking Midwestern kids, and let's go, you know. I just told you I bought my 16th work truck last night, and it's going out on Sunday, so I had to go pick it up because I couldn't get the one I wanted in town, but I bought a lot. You know, it's great.
I love that story, Brent, because that's the power of, you know, this early investment. And planning and recruiting all these businesses, and that's just, you know, and one company.
And then to have the vision of the Grand Sky people. I mean, I've owned tech parks before. It's a great plan when an architect draws it up, but to have people literally buy and build and do. I mean, I joke, Scott, that I'm the third largest drone company in the state. There's Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, and me. We're a little bit of a spread on our employee number, but we're gaining fast. But they're great people that moved here from out of state, from California, both of them, because of our environment.
And he mentioned one of the impediments to growth there was the FAA. The state has managed that now very well as well. Explain that, Brent. What's happened there?
The test site is. So the Northern Plains UAS test site is a contract with the FAA to be able to fly beyond visual line of sight. And so people listening to this that don't know what that means, I mean, you can't fly drones. You can't just put a drone up and sit in your house and fly a drone anywhere and deliver packages. You have to follow them with Tommy's plane. So one of the things Tommy was doing is actually flying behind the drones as they test them until you can get a beyond visual line of sight certificate or have a free beyond visual line of sight zone like we have around the Grand Forks Air Force Base and like we're setting up with Vantis out in West North Dakota, where you can actually fly the drones without having to be able to visually see them or have a chase plane behind them. So that enables this industry to take off and ramp and actually get to the point of delivering a package to your home, or, you know, that type of thing.
Well, and you talk about the seed of that in 2008. What is it going to be 5 and 10 and 15 years from now here?
So it's kind of, it goes contract to contract. We have renewed our 5-year contract within the last couple of years. So this started right before I became lieutenant governor, when the test site was put in place, and then we followed through with it. And what happens is then you get the access to task orders where you're bidding for federal jobs with border security, for military, unclassified military type testing, or helping with Northrop Grumman and their General Atomics with their business, or they're actually helping the aerospace industry. And we're applying for task orders. We receive federal funds through the test site and then do that test work here. And then companies like Tommy help staff those projects.
Where do you see it going, Tommy?
Well, here's a wild one, you guys. I'm on a statewide commission called the LIFT Committee, which the state helps fund entrepreneurs. We had a presenter last week from Germany that builds drone helicopters and wants to come to North Dakota from Germany. I'm thinking to myself, wow, he's coming here to fly, so we need to create some jobs. I think, you know, Germans build pretty good cars. I bet they build pretty good drones. And we funded them partially to make sure that they create the jobs they should in the state. And they will. But, I mean, we've never had that, right? I mean, it's pretty wild that the vision of the world is watching us in drones. And we're doing it right. I mean, I don't know, we probably have a couple thousand jobs now between the airbase and the Happy Hooligans in Fargo and private companies like mine or Northrop or those guys. Last week we presented at the schools. I've been going to the schools and teaching the six-year-olds to 10-year-olds about the industry. It's a ball, you know. But I know if we're going to keep growing, we need more and more, and the best people are from here. You know,
yeah, and so. UND has a 4-year degree. for being a drone pilot for UAS. And so UND's leadership is key in this as well.
Space Force here now, the Air Force Base.
But Vantis is bringing about the next chapters, flying cars, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, autonomy.
You're saying George Jetson is coming.
Yeah, autonomous testing is happening in North Dakota, and Grand Farm will be the next piece of that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, every one of these companies I talk to say, you could do this stuff anywhere. Well, how do you do it here? Why do you do it here? And they say, because we get access to your senators, your governors, your lieutenant governor. People love it quickly.
We can never forget, though, the reason we're here in drones is because of how good we are in aviation in general.
Take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, an integrative HBOT physician. Saturday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Save that date. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m. And you'll find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, which is now open and taking patients. There is relief from chronic fatigue. Hear about the breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. And patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. This is a free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic and the Swanson Foundation. Find out more information now at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. And we'll see you March 5th, 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.